Canton police have made an arrest in a deadly Monday morning shooting. Officers were called around 10:30 to an apartment complex in the 3900 block of Tuscarawas Street West. 21-year-old Daryl Bryant of Jackson Township was found with gunshot wounds and later died at Altman Hospital. Police say 19-year-old Davion Newman turned himself in this morning. Newman is charged with murder, assault, and tampering with evidence. Police have not released details about a possible motive. Alliance police arrested a suspect accused of robbing a bank Monday morning. Officers took 42-year-old Jawan Mason of Alliance into custody about an hour after the holdup at the Huntington Bank on West State Street. Police say around 9:20, a man entered the bank, demanded money from a teller, and implied he had a gun. Investigators say Mason then fled with cash, changed clothes, and was arrested near the bank. He's charged with aggravated robbery as the investigation continues. Alliance police raided a suspected illegal after-hours bar early Saturday. Officers and the special response team executed a search warrant around 1 a.m. at 40 North Park Avenue after multiple complaints about the location. Police say about 50 people were removed from the building and a large amount of alcohol and 12 firearms were seized. Four people were arrested on charges including drug possession, outstanding warrants, and illegal liquor sales. The building, a former diner, was found to be in unsafe condition and operating off gas generators. A Louisville-based manufacturer is moving to Alliance. Selco Machine will relocate from its Victory Avenue Northeast address to the former Terry's Tire Town facility on West Main Street. Jeff Zuckel is co-owner of Crucible Industries, which purchased Selco in August.
The current facility, we're in 7,000 square feet. It will not allow me to expand to add fabrication, powder coating, and more machinery. So this is a 28,000 square foot building, so it'll allow us to expand and add services to our existing customers.
Selco employs seven people, but plans to add up to 25 jobs over the next 3 years. Monday, City Council approved an $840,000 UDAG loan agreement with Crucible. Selco is expected to open in March or April. A body found inside a burned mobile home in Tuscarawas County has been identified. The county coroner's office said the victim was 38-year-old Samuel Crawford of Massillon. Firefighters responded to the 2900 block of Von Kennel Drive Northwest late Friday. The body of the man and a dog were found inside the trailer. Crawford's body was sent to the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy. The cause of the fire has not been determined. State Fire Marshal's office is investigating. Stark County voters will see several local issues on today's ballot. County Board of Developmental Disabilities asking for a 1.6 mil continuous levy to raise more than $21 million a year. Canton voters will decide on a 4.5 mil parks replacement levy. Louisville has a charter amendment and a natural gas aggregation issue. Renewals for current expenses are sought in Magnolia and Waynesburg, while one for senior citizen services is before voters in Minerva. School districts, including Canton Local, Jackson, Louisville, and Sandy Valley, are seeking replacement or renewal of levies. Lake, Lexington, Marlboro, and Plain Townships among those seeking approval of police, fire, and/or road levies. Former Canton Mayor Sam Persis has died. He was 83. Persis served two terms from 1984 to 1991. The Central Catholic High School graduate also served as clerk of city council, income tax director, and deputy auditor. Persis is credited for, among other things, construction of the downtown hotel that is now the DoubleTree by Hilton and the attraction of indoor soccer and minor league baseball teams to the city. He was defeated by Richard Watkins in 1990. After his political career, Persis taught political science classes at Kent State University's New Philadelphia branch and served many volunteer organizations. Louisville City Council Monday gave initial approval to user fee and employee pay ordinances for next year, WDPN's David Scherer reports.
Rates will increase by 4% to $34.03 for water and $35.42 for sewer for 500 cubic feet of water usage. And production of video footage from body-worn or surveillance cameras can cost up to $750 per request, as set by the Ohio Revised Code. Employees not covered by a union or an employment contract will receive a 3% increase in hourly pay, and firefighter ranks are set at 3 captains, 2 lieutenants, and 28 firefighters, all part-time. The 2026 appropriation budget is plus $22 million. All three measures will be the subject of public hearings at the November 16th, 7 p.m. meeting.
A Sebring police officer faces legal action. Dylan Vesey was arrested Friday afternoon on account of domestic violence. Police requested Mahoning County Sheriff's deputies investigate the incident, details of which have not been made public. Vesey was hired as a full-time officer October 19th after being on the force in a part-time capacity since June 2024. Vesey is to be arraigned in Sebring Court Thursday. Stark County Hunger Task Force kicking off Hunger Awareness Month with a volunteer open house Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Ken Weber Community Campus at Goodwill in Canton. Visitors can tour the pantry and backpack for kids areas and learn about volunteer opportunities. The open house, one of four events this month. Other events include Post Your Orange Pet Day on November 11th, Wear Orange Day November 20th, and a Packathon November 25th. More information is available at starkhunger.org.